BBC News with Roisin Hasty. The former head of the FBI, James Comey, has been charged with threatening the life of President Trump in a social media post last year. The indictment stems from an image Mr. Comey shared on Instagram showing the number 8647, which prosecutors say was a coded call to assassinate Mr. Trump. Mr. Comey claimed his innocence in a video posted online.
I'm still innocent. I'm still not afraid. And I still believe in the independent federal judiciary, so let's go. But it's really important that all of us remember this is not who we are as a country. This is not how the Department of Justice is supposed to be. And the good news is we get closer every day to restoring those values.
King Charles has delivered a historic address to the US Congress in which he stressed the importance of the NATO alliance and the need to protect the environment. In his speech, the King also referred to an apparent assassination attempt against Donald Trump at the weekend. From Washington, here's Shaima Khalil.
In a speech rich with history, the King reflected on more than two centuries of shared ties between the United States and the United Kingdom, calling it a partnership born out of dispute, but no less strong for it. He struck a serious note, pointing to a world facing conflict and uncertainty. One of many standing ovations the monarch received was when he acknowledged the attack on Saturday night, when an alleged gunman attempted to storm a ballroom where President Trump was attending a media gala, saying such acts of violence will never succeed.
The tech billionaire Elon Musk has testified in a federal court in California in a case that could shape the future of artificial intelligence. Mr. Musk is suing the boss of OpenAI, Sam Altman, for allegedly swindling him out of millions of dollars and going back on the firm's original non-profit mission. Mr. Musk said in court that stealing a charity is wrong and that finding Mr. Altman not guilty would set a bad precedent. Mr. Altman denies the allegations. The two men founded OpenAI and were once friends, but have become bitter rivals in recent years. In a surprise announcement, the United Arab Emirates says it's leaving the OPEC groups of oil-producing countries, dealing a major blow to the cartels. The Gulf state's energy minister, Sahel Al-Mazrui, told the CNBC that the decision is purely a policy change and dismissed suggestions that it was a rejection of production cuts led by Saudi Arabia.
Our exit at this time is the right time because it will have a minimum impact on the price, and the closure of the Strait of Hormuz is restricting the flow of crude from the Gulf to the world. So with this situation, you need to do strategies different than any time before. This has nothing to do with any of our brothers or friends within the group.
World News from the BBC. Mali's military leader has made his first public appearance since large-scale coordinated attacks by jihadists and Tuareg separatists over the weekend. In an address on state TV, Colonel Assimi Goïta reassured the nation that the situation was under control. He vowed to neutralise those responsible for the attacks, which included Mali's main army base and the area near Bamako's airport. Hunger experts say about 8 million people in South Sudan face acute food insecurity in the next few months. That's about two-thirds of the population. Four regions are at risk of famine. Hundreds of thousands of people have been displaced by fighting between the government and opposition forces. Jose Faro is the World Food Programme's deputy country director.
We call on all actors to eliminate constraints and ensure safety for delivery. Beyond meeting immediate needs, we must address the root causes of food insecurity and malnutrition, persistent conflicts, displacement, recurring climate shocks, high food prices, and limited access to essential services.
Colombian police say they've arrested a guerrilla leader accused of orchestrating the country's deadliest bomb attack on civilians in decades. Colombian soldiers joined police in an operation to capture Jose Vitoncho in the western city of Palmira. On Saturday, 21 people were killed and dozens injured in the assault on a highway in the southwest of Colombia. Footballers who cover their mouths during verbal confrontations with opponents at this year's World Cup will be sent off. The sports world governing body FIFA said the new rules are part of measures to address discriminatory and inappropriate behaviour. Players will also be given the red card if they leave the field in protest at a referee's decision. BBC News.